Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Three dead after school shooting in Michigan. Do we have the story?
A teen is dead after an accidental shooting in South Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Anna Holliday. Our normal high this time of year in Wichita is 50 degrees, and we will be well above that throughout the next several days. Our complete forecast on the way in just a few minutes.
Police are investigating a homicide on Wichita's west side. Just before 2 o'clock this morning, officers were called to Blue Nightclub at Tyler and Maple. They found a man in his 20s not breathing. He was pronounced dead at the scene. One person has been taken into custody. Police say a 15-year-old opened fire at his high school in suburban Detroit Tuesday, killing three and wounding eight others.
A grisly scene at Oxford High School in Oxford Township, Michigan, where police say a sophomore used a gun his father bought just last week. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard calling it an
unspeakable and unforgivable event.
He says the suspect isn't talking and they don't know a motive yet. But Bouchard says as 911 got over 100 calls on the shooting, officers went in.
As they were coming down the hall, they saw him and he put his hands up and they took a gun and took him into custody.
That gun still had several bullets in it. Those killed include a 14-year-old girl, a 17-year-old girl, and a 16-year-old boy. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Police say a 13-year-old boy who was shot at a South Wichita home Monday evening has died. The victim identified as Waylon Treat. Police say a 16-year-old came home with a handgun, a family member, and he and the 13-year-old were handling the firearm when it went off. Emergency responders found the younger child suffering from a gunshot wound to the head. Shooting is believed to be accidental, but an investigation is ongoing. Adults were at home at the time, but were not aware that there was a gun in the house. Police spokesman Trevor Macy has a reminder for parents.
Make sure if you have children in your home and there's guns in your home that you're educating them about firearm safety. Make sure that you're keeping firearms in a safe location, away from where children would gain access to them.
A 55-year-old Texas woman has been sentenced to life in prison without parole for her role in the death of a Kansas couple who were vendors at a county fair. Kimberly Stacy Younger was sentenced Monday for capital murder and other charges. She was one of four carnival workers convicted in the July 2018 killings of 78-year-old Alfred Carpenter and his 79-year-old wife Pauline of Wichita. They were killed after working at the Barton County Fair in Kansas. Their bodies were later found in northwest Arkansas.
The White House expected to impose tighter COVID-19 testing requirements for international travelers to the U.S.
The Biden administration's plan to strengthen testing rules for both vaccinated and unvaccinated international travelers comes as the COVID-19 Omicron variant spreads across the globe. Details on the new protocols are being finalized ahead of a speech by President Biden Thursday. A senior administration official says one of the policies under consideration is a requirement for all air travelers heading to the U.S. to get tested within a day of boarding a flight instead of the current three-day window. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying other ideas on the table include additional post-arrival testing and self-quarantines. The U.S. banned most travel from 8 countries in southern Africa where the new variant was first detected. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
A direct challenge to Roe v. Wade will be heard by the Supreme Court this morning.
A Mississippi law banning most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy would alter a legal precedent for abortion first put in place by the 1973 Roe v. Wade case prohibiting limits on the procedure up to the third trimester. Lower courts have struck down Mississippi's law. The state argues a viability rule set by Roe is not workable and precedent should be overturned. Women's health clinics are challenging the Mississippi law and say the court has an unbroken line of decisions over the last 50 years, guaranteeing each person the right to decide whether to continue a pre-viability pregnancy. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Sedgwick County is still accepting applications for federal pandemic relief money. County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner tells KNSS News you can apply on the county's website.
It's pretty easy Q&A, and you've got to, if you're an individuals or, I mean, an organization or company, it shows how you can submit a application for consideration. We're not near in the hurry that we were last year in the CARES world, CARES money, because this has a couple years to decide and determine.
Meitzner commented during his weekly chat with Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 8:05, making 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
The Wichita State men's basketball team is on the road tonight, facing a team from the Big 12, and we'll preview that one coming up in sports.
Tucson, Arizona police have terminated an officer responsible for shooting and killing a man in a wheelchair. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. 8:08 now, 8 minutes past. They make it 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock here on this Wednesday morning. Tucson, Arizona police have terminated an officer responsible for shooting and killing a man in a wheelchair. Fox's Justin Lin reports.
Tucson police wasted no time releasing the body camera footage as well as surveillance video, ultimately terminating Officer Ryan Remington. The chief says he's deeply troubled by Remington's decision to shoot a 61-year-old man 9 times from behind. The man seen on the motorized wheelchair is 61-year-old Richard Lee Richards. Police say he stole a toolbox from Walmart. Officer Ryan Remington, who is off duty but working security at the store, follows Richards, who approaches the garden section at Lowe's. Richards died shortly after. TPD Chief Chris Magnus provided brief details, saying when a Walmart employee asked Richards if they could see a receipt for the toolbox, he pulled out a knife and said, "Here's your receipt." Magnus says Richards would not comply with Officer Remington.
Richards was a convicted felon who served time for multiple crimes, including burglary and armed robbery, according to the Department of Corrections records in Arizona.
A serial bank robber in Florida, once dubbed the I-4 Bandit, has been arrested for a new holdup just months after his release from prison. 55-year-old David Ratcliffe was caught after a chase in the Gulf Coast town of Bel Air Beach following a robbery at a Wells Fargo branch in nearby Clearwater. Ratcliffe had been released from federal prison in June after serving most of a 25-year sentence for the previous robberies along the Interstate 4 corridor. Authorities believe he also committed 2 other bank robberies since his release.
The vice president is chair of the National Space Council, and the first meeting on her watch is scheduled for today.
Former Vice President Mike Pence chaired 8 National Space Council meetings, and at Goddard Space Flight Center in Maryland in early November, Vice President Kamala Harris announced she would chair her first meeting on December 1st. While she said they will outline priorities for space, she previewed the main topic on her mind when announcing this meeting date.
Right at this minute, we are monitoring emissions and measuring the impact of climate change from space.
Ahead of today, lawmakers sent a letter urging Harris to address space norms after Russia blew up an old satellite and debris forced the crew at the International Space Station to postpone a spacewalk. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Traffic this morning. We've got a traffic accident, a vehicle and a school bus. This is in Goddard. It is between Oak and Main on Kellogg there in Goddard. That's right there in front of the Quick Shop. So that's the area that we're talking about there in Goddard for that accident. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. After a brief cool down yesterday, temperatures are headed right back in the upward direction. In fact, we'll likely be breaking records by this time tomorrow. Clear and cool this morning, then sunny and warm this afternoon with a high 69. Dry and quiet through tonight, Tarlo 44, sunshine Thursday and 75. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 37 degrees, northwest wind at 5 miles per hour. 8:12, Steve's Head of the Morning here on this Wednesday morning, December 1st. Time for Wednesdays with Wagle. Dr. Jason Wagle with Kansas Perio and Dental Implants. Good morning, Dr. Wagle.
Good morning, Steve.
Good to have you with us. I understand that dental implants have become routine, but that wasn't always the case, correct?
Yes. Throughout history, the challenge was to find a way to create an artificial tooth that could be anchored to the jaw. The big breakthrough came in the 1960s.
What happened at that time then?
Researchers discovered that dental implants made of titanium were not only very strong, but they became integrated in the jaw. This process is called osseointegration.
So from then on, implants became practical for everyone?
Well, not right away. In the early days of modern dental implants, if someone wanted to, didn't have a sufficient amount of bone to anchor the implants, they weren't considered good candidates for the procedure. Now at Kansas Perio, we routinely do bone and soft tissue grafting procedures to help change that.
And how does that work?
Surgical bone grafting is often done to prepare the jawbone for dental implants. We can greatly increase the volume and strength of the bone available to provide a secure foundation for the implants. Tissue grafting techniques are also used. Having healthy attached tissue around the tooth and the implant is important for long-term success, aesthetics and health.
Does that mean that most people are now candidates for dental implants?
That's exactly right. However, there are other factors that can affect the person's ability to have dental implants. Some of these are uncontrolled diabetes, smoking, cancer treatments, and or dental infections. We work closely with the patient, their dentist, and their physician to evaluate each patient and advise them of their options.
What's the overall success rate with dental implants, Doctor?
You know, Steve, that depends on many factors, such as where in the mouth the implants are placed and the techniques used. But for a healthy person, the success rates can be about 98%, which is really remarkable for any medical or dental procedure.
What about keeping people comfortable?
At Kansas Perio, patients tell us every day that they were surprised by how comfortable they were during the implant and bone grafting procedures. Implant treatment is not only routine, but also we were able to keep the patients very comfortable as well.
All right. Thank you for being with us again to Wednesdays with Weigel, sponsored by Kansas Perio and Dental Implants, Dr. Jason Weigel. You know, when it's time to get serious about your smile, go to kansasperio.com. Their phone number is 685-2731. Wednesdays with Dr. Weigel, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It's now 8:15, 15 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. Ted, the weather's holding up pretty nice out there, I got to say.
Yeah, pretty sweet ending to November and beginning of December.
This is the first day of December. On this date in 1955, Rosa Parks, a black seamstress, was arrested after refusing to give up her seat to a white man on a Montgomery, Alabama city bus.
And from that small act of defiance,
that just sparked something.
Boy, did it reverberate.
Yeah. It sparked a year-long boycott of the buses by blacks. Mm-hmm. And apparently at that time in 1955, black bus ridership was pretty heavy. And they began to really see that it was causing some problems with revenue. So,
and it was not something that was planned. It was just something that she took a stand.
It happened.
And then it went from there.
All right, Ted, it's coming up on 8:17 now, Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. I did see the doctor last week and took a blood draw and to evaluate my immunity. And I came back with the results yesterday, and I've got pretty strong immunity right now against the COVID virus.
Well, that's super.
We're trying to measure. I've had both the shots, and I'm trying to assess whether I need to have whether I'm going to take the booster. Mm-hmm. I haven't decided yet. The doctor hasn't told me or ordered me to do that. So this is a little more information that I'll put in my memory bank here as we go forward. But it's a blood draw, and if you have it done, I'm sure there's a fee. I don't know what it was, but I was curious to find out. So we're doing pretty good. We're staying in here and staying on the job. It's 8:17, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Sports time again with Ted Woodward as the Shocker men's basketball team is on the road to Oklahoma tonight.
Yeah, the Shockers heading down to Stillwater to take on the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Interesting matchup. The Shocks with a record of 5-1. Pokes are 6-1. They've won 5 in a row. Shockers have won the last two times they've gone down to Stillwater. Kind of, in fact, interesting, they revived this rivalry a few years ago, and since they did, the road team has won every time. Oklahoma State has won twice up here, and the Shockers have won twice down at Gallagher-Iba. See what happens tonight. Oklahoma State's tough. They are in the top 5 in the nation in block shots and steals. They are tough on defense, and Shocker head coach Isaac Brown talks about what you have to do against Oklahoma State.
We got to do a good job in our ball screen coverage, especially if we set screens with the four-man. They'll trap those screens. They'll double-team. Sometimes they'll switch. With the five, it's a little bit different. Their five-man will trap the ball. And we just got to set some situations up where we handle those situations right. We don't turn it over. We get it to the right guy for a wide-open shot.
See if the Shockers can get all that executed tonight. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull begin their pregame coverage at 6 o'clock. The game will tip off at 7 o'clock tonight in Stillwater. And, of course, you can listen live on 103.7 KEYN. The Shocks are a 6.5-point underdog going to Oklahoma State tonight. K-State men are home tonight. K-State hosting Albany. First ever matchup in men's basketball between the Wildcats and the Great Danes. Kansas State is a 17.5-point favorite. 7 o'clock tonight tip up in Bramlage Coliseum for the K-State men. The Wichita State women are home tonight at Coke Arena. That'll be a 6 o'clock tip-off as the Shocker ladies host Oral Roberts. ORU making its first visit up here in a decade. Shocker ladies are off to their best start in 23 years. They have a record of 6-1. They have not lost a home game yet, and they're in the top 10 in the nation in rebounding. 6 o'clock tip tonight for the Shocker ladies as they go for their fourth win in a row. Men's action tonight in JUCO basketball in El Dorado. 15th-ranked Butler Community College with a record of 8-1 hosting Coffeyville. Grizzlies are going for their fourth win in a row. They have not lost a home game yet this season at the Power Plant in El Dorado. Dennis Higgins has live coverage of the Butler Grizzlies at 7:15 this evening. You can listen live to that on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The Wichita Thunder hockey team is on a three-game winning streak. The third-place Thunder on the road tonight, going to a new place they've never been before. Heading to Iowa City to take on the Iowa Heartlanders, new franchise in the ECHL. 7 o'clock tonight. Iowa is the bottom team in the league right now. Wichita going for its fourth win in a row. Pro basketball in the NBA last night. The Los Angeles Lakers going to Sacramento, beat the Kings 117-92. Coming off the bench for the Lakers, former Wichita State Shocker Austin Reeves had 3 points and 5 rebounds. Back-to-back wins for the Lakers. They are in the number 8 spot right now in the Western Conference. The Portland Trail Blazers win at home. They beat the Detroit Pistons 110-92. Coming off the bench for the Trail Blazers, former Kansas Jayhawk Ben McLemore. He played 18 minutes and scored 17 points. As the Portland Trail Blazers have won 10 home games in a row. First time they've done that in 12 years. Portland right now in the number 9 spot in the Western Conference. And a little bit of Shocker basketball history. It was 70 years ago on this day. The Shockers went on the road, 7-point loss at Colorado. But it was important. Was the first game for the Shockers under their new head coach, Ralph Miller.
Mm-hmm.
Would go on to have a long and hugely successful tenure as the coach of the Shockers. Wichita's first game under head coach Ralph Miller, that was 70 years ago today. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, Ted, 8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean looks at opposition to President Biden's programs. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Utah's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on this Wednesday morning, 37 degrees. A primetime cable news show host is suspended.
CNN saying it suspended Chris Cuomo indefinitely after learning about the great lengths he went to help his older brother, former Democratic New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, handle a sexual harassment scandal. Cuomo previously acknowledged offering his brother advice, but transcripts of testimony in a sexual harassment investigation released Monday show the younger Cuomo's involvement went much deeper. Chris Cuomo pressed sources for information on his brother's accusers and was active in preparing then-Governor Cuomo's response to the allegations. Andrew Cuomo resigned in August after investigators working for the state attorney general's office concluded he sexually harassed nearly a dozen women. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt says some of the state's public universities are violating a new state law regarding medical and religious exemptions for COVID-19 vaccinations. Schmidt sent a letter to the State Board of Regents saying the University of Kansas and Kansas State University are violating a law passed during a special legislative session last week that made it easier for employees to acquire medical or religious exemptions to COVID-19 vaccines. Schmidt says forms requiring employees to explain in detail their religious beliefs violate the law. He also says the universities cannot set arbitrary deadlines to comply with their requirements. Dr. Steve Stites, chief medical officer of the University of Kansas Health System, says the new COVID-19 variant, Omicron, seems to have different symptoms than the earlier strains of the virus.
There are regions in South Africa where 90% of the cases being presented are the Omicron variant. What's also interesting in those areas is that the physicians there and the health ministry is reporting the symptoms tend to be early on, at least, and again, we're building this airplane while we fly it. They may be a little milder than the Delta symptoms. They predominantly present with nausea, dizziness, maybe a dry cough and lightheadedness and fatigue.
Dr. Stites says Omicron so far does not present with a loss of taste or smell. There also has been no severe respiratory issues reported with Omicron. Sedgwick County is working with state officials to promote a new mental health facility for the Wichita area.
County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner tells KNSS News more and more people with mental health issues are on the streets or behind bars.
And we just think that a mental health facility in the Wichita area, doesn't have to be downtown, it could be anywhere in the region, can help serve this population, which is the majority of the mental health, between us and Kansas City, majority of the mental health patients that go into the state system.
Meitzner commented during his weekly chat with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. Studying social media could soon be required in Florida public schools.
A bill making its way through the state legislature would require schools teach students about the benefits and risks of social media. An entire curriculum would be developed, which would be made available to parents. Chief sponsor Danny Burgess says he's taking action because of what he sees as kids losing their innocence earlier with the prevalence of social media. So far, it's getting enthusiastic bipartisan support. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It looks like this dry weather pattern we've been in is going to continue for at least the next 7 days. Temperatures will be up and down, and by tomorrow, we could be setting a new record high. Sunshine up to 69 for the high this afternoon. Clear overnight, low 44. Much warmer Thursday and 75. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 37 degrees. We have a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour. 8:34, Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS 98.7 and 1330. And it's time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted.
Yeah, actress Arlene Dahl has passed.
Actress Arlene Dahl, who starred in Journey to the Center of the Earth, passed away on Monday in New York. She was 96 years old. Early in Dahl's career, she worked as a model and in the theater before taking on the silver screen. In addition to Journey to the Center of the Earth, the glamorous actress appeared in such movies as The Bride Goes Wild and Woman's World. She is also remembered for her work in the films A Southern Yankee, Scene of a Crime, and Jamaica Run. Dahl founded Arlene Dahl Enterprises in the 1950s, sold cosmetics and lingerie, and became a beauty columnist. She also had roles on the small screen, appearing in One Life to Live, All My Children, and The Love Boat. Lauren Faulkner, Fox News.
Was she in Mr. Lucky?
She may have been.
With Cary Grant?
Yeah.
I'm going to do some research on
that. Yeah, look that up.
I'll look that up real quick. Go ahead.
Christmas trees, not the only thing in short supply for the season, as the demand for Santas is outweighing the supply. Head elf at HireSanta.com, Mitch Allen, joins America's newsroom explaining that COVID is a huge reason behind the shortage.
COVID still exists, and as you can imagine, our Santa Claus entertainers are at a high risk for a negative outcome if they get COVID. So a number are sitting out again this year. And unfortunately, we lost a number of Santa Claus entertainers. Just this year alone, 335 that we're aware of have passed away due to COVID.
Well, that's sad. Allen says his website has seen a 121% increase in people seeking Santas, and has been turning down requests since the first week of November. Some people are looking to take advantage of Marvel fans, hoping to see the latest Spider-Man movie.
Just the day after, Marvel fans crashed both the AMC and Fandango ticket servers in hopes of getting tickets for the upcoming Spider-Man No Way Home movie. Scalpers are now offering them at an astronomical price. Ticket resellers on eBay and other sites are asking for anywhere from $100 to thousands, even tens of thousands of dollars, for an opening night ticket to the upcoming movie. AMC and Fandango and other movie ticket sites crashed on Monday soon after pre-sale tickets became available, with AMC even offering a limited edition NFT or non-fungible token to some of the first buyers. The movie premieres in theaters on December 17th. Mike Gunzelman, Fox News.
All right, I got the research of Lorraine Day.
It was Lorraine Day.
Lorraine Day, not Arlene Dahl. I always get those confused.
Mr. Lucky.
And Mr. Lucky with Cary Grant. That was in 1943.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a big kid. Lorraine Day, by the way, married to Leo DeRocher.
Oh, yeah.
That famous baseball manager. All right, there you go.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Josephine Baker makes history.
Legendary performer Josephine Baker is the first black woman to receive what is considered France's highest honor. Baker is being symbolically inducted into France's pantheon. The late entertainer is also the first American-born citizen and performer to receive the honor. In addition to her work as a performer, Baker is remembered for assisting the French resistance during World War II and for her civil rights activism. Born in Missouri, Baker moved to France in 1925 to escape racism,
later becoming a French citizen. Baker passed away in 1975, and while she will remain buried in Monaco, a coffin containing soil from the United States, France, and Monaco will be enshrined at the Pantheon. Lauren Faulkner, Fox News.
Brian Wilson is teaming up with Chicago. It's going to be a summer tour.
Chicago and the Beach Boys' Brian Wilson announced a co-headlining summer tour that will kick off June 7th in Phoenix, Arizona, and keep the acts on the road through July 26th, where they will end the tour in Michigan. Wilson will be joined by his former bandmate Al Jardine and South African singer and guitarist Blondie Chaplin, who was briefly a member of the legendary surf band in 1972-73. Tickets go on sale Friday in February in what has now become not an unusual move. The Beach Boys entered into a deal with Irving Azoff's Iconic Artists Group for the group's recordings and memorabilia. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
The surviving members of the Beatles threatened to derail a documentary about them. This concerns scenes of smoking and cursing.
A new interview with Beatles docuseries director Peter Jackson says that the Beatles refused to give in to some of Disney's demands for the new Get Back three-part series. Speaking with NME, Jackson says that the studio wanted to remove all scenes that involved smoking as well as foul language. However, both Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr refused to have it eliminated from the final product, saying that it was important to show how the band really was. Before each of the installments of the docuseries, Disney Plus does include a disclaimer warning that, quote, this footage contains explicit language, mature themes, and smoking. Mike Gunzelman, Fox News.
Ooh, good for Paul and Ringo.
Yep.
Not allowing themselves to be censored.
Distorted at all? Yeah.
Michael J. Fox reflects on life, gratitude, and 30 years since his Parkinson's diagnosis.
Michael J. Fox, the 2022 AARP Purpose Prize honoree.
If you can find something to be grateful for, then optimism is sustainable.
The retired actor, who was 29 when diagnosed with Parkinson's disease in 1991, graces the December-January cover of AARP magazine, saying while Parkinson's is attached to his life, it isn't the driver.
At 60, I just feel like, in spite of this thing I carry every day, I love my life, I love my wife, I love my kids, I love my music that I listen to, my books that I read.
Fox raising more than $1 billion to help find a cure through the Michael J. Fox Foundation. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A Miss Universe contestant positive for COVID.
Organizers of the Miss Universe competition have revealed a contestant has tested positive for COVID-19. The contestant testing positive for the virus after arriving in Israel ahead of the upcoming competition. They say the contestant is fully vaccinated and had been tested prior to departure from her home country. Pageant officials say she's been taken to a government-run isolation hotel. The Miss Universe organization is still planning to hold the pageant on December 12th while adhering to strict COVID-19 protocols. Israel has recently closed its borders to foreign travelers in an effort to curb the spread of the new coronavirus variant called Omicron. Lauren Faulkner, Fox News.
Nicolas Cage will step into another famously caped character role.
Nicolas Cage has been tapped to play Dracula in Universal Pictures' new film, Renfield, that will be centered on Dracula's familiar henchman, with Nicholas Hoult playing the title role. The monster movie will be based on an original story outline by Robert Kirkman, who's a comic book writer, screenwriter, and TV producer, best known for co-creating the Walking Dead comic book. In the original Dracula novel, R.M. Renfield was an inmate at a lunatic asylum who was thought to be suffering from delusions, but actually is a servant of Dracula. It is believed to take place during the present day and not a period piece. Cage is coming off several critically acclaimed films, among them the thriller Pig. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
The iconic Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting is set for this evening in New York City.
The Rockefeller Center Christmas tree will get its glow on this evening. It'll be lit with more than 50,000 LED lights and topped with a 900-pound star containing more than 3 million Swarovski crystals. The tree is an 85-year-old, 79-foot-tall, 12-ton Norway spruce from Elkton, Maryland. Big in-person crowds are expected once again for the lighting this year, a return to normal after last year's ceremony was closed to the public due to the pandemic. Celebrities performing at the ceremony include Carrie Underwood, Brad Paisley, Harry Connick Jr., Nora Jones, and the Radio City Rockettes. The ceremony will be broadcast on NBC at 8 o'clock Eastern. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A few history notes. It was 30 years ago on this day, Britney Spears appeared on the program Star Search.
Wow.
Yeah, she parlayed that into a career that's still going.
Good career.
How about that? 30 years ago, Britney Spears on Star Search. 60 years ago today was the finale ever of the Huckleberry Hound show. Did you watch Huckleberry Hound when you were growing up?
Oh, my darling. Oh, yeah. My Huckleberry Hound.
Iconic Hanna-Barbera cartoon character. The finale of the Huckleberry Hound show was 60 years ago today.
Well, who was on that? Was Augie Doggy and Doggy Daddy on that?
You tell me. You're more versed in that than I.
El Cabong was on there as well. Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, good stuff. How about a little Broadway history for you? It was 50 years ago on this night, a musical opened based on the Shakespeare play Two Gentlemen of Verona, starring Raul Julia. It was a big-time show. It won two Tonys, including Best Musical that year. It beat out Stephen Sondheim's Follies, and it beat out Grease.
Wow.
Two Gentlemen of Verona won the Broadway Tony for Best Musical. It's not a show you see performed.
No.
It's not, no. But you look further down that cast list and you see a couple of names that are pretty interesting. Making her Broadway debut that night is a 27-year-old named Stockard Channing.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And also making a Broadway debut that night, 19-year-old Jeff Goldblum is also in the cast. Two actors making their Broadway debuts went on to long, big-time careers.
They did. They really
in
did.
The musical Two Gentlemen of Verona, opened 50 years ago on this night. And we'll finish up with the first family ringing in the holiday season, the White House Christmas tree.
First Lady Jill Biden posting a photo of the new 18-foot Christmas tree standing in the blue room of the White House, with golden ball ornaments, white lights, and doves around the tree. However, the decor is bringing in mixed reactions on social media. One person asking, where is the color, comparing it to a tree decorated with nightlights, while another person saying that they prefer the days of Jackie Kennedy, who decorated the trees with candy canes and other ornaments. However, others are praising the Bidens for the tree's simplicity. Mike Gunzelman, Fox News.
Well, you can't please everybody.
You can't please everyone.
Nope.
Yes, entertainment news in the blur brought to you by the good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair. They've been serving customers in the Wichita area for more than 20 years. If you have an appliance that needs help, call Terry. Make an appointment, 409-1525. Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Wichita rated most affordable city for singles. Wichita Business Journal update on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS now 8:50 on this Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Arguments challenging abortion law to be heard by U.S. Supreme Court today.
Two.
13-year-old boy dead after shooting in South Wichita, believed to be accidental.
One.
15-year-old opens fire at his Michigan high school, shooting and killing three other teens. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Road construction in the Derby area today. It's on K-15. It's going to be affecting lanes northbound and southbound. It's going to be starting up in a few minutes. About 10 minutes from now, they'll be starting up. And they'll be intermittently closing north and southbound portions of K-15 between Meadowlark and 55th Street South. That's the area that we're talking about this morning. And so that's going to start up at 9. It's going to go till 3 this afternoon. But you're going to need to expect slowdowns along K-15 during the day today. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Sunny and warmer today with a high of 69 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 43. Thursday, sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high, 75 degrees. Now partly cloudy, 37 degrees. Northwest wind at 5 miles per hour. Hatman Jack's has some great gift ideas this year. With over 50 brands to choose from, you're sure to find that cozy hat that will fit every lifestyle. Gift cards can be purchased at the store or give them a call and they'll drop one in the mail. Hatman Jack's at the Clock Tower in Delano. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. ExxonMobil says it is boosting its spending on greenhouse gas emission reduction projects to $15 billion over the next 6 years and anticipates meeting its 2025 greenhouse gas emission reduction plans by the end of the year. Now some business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. A request to rezone a roughly four-acre property near 37th and Rock Road in northeast Wichita points to plans for a new office building. Wichita developer and commercial real estate broker Maury Sheets says he and Colby Sandlian plan to partner on the project, which will involve the construction of a new office building on the edge of Retention Pond that's to the east of Rock and to the west of Ascension Via Christi's office headquarters.
A national apartment search website says Wichita is the most affordable U.S. city for singles. A combination of a strong average income and more inexpensive apartment prices helped Wichita reach the top spot in Rent Hop's 2021 Singles Index. Singles in Wichita have to put aside about 13.5% of their income to afford a studio apartment. That's the lowest percentage nationally among the 50 cities surveyed. The survey listed the Wichita median studio apartment price at $500 a month. Columbus, Ohio, second on the list at 13.8% of income for a $625 apartment. Wichita's average singles income was listed at more than $44,000, and that was good for 44th of the 50 surveyed cities.
More than 400 students at Wichita Public Schools' Gordon Parks Academy will receive free books this week from a book fair sponsored by Equity Bank and Storytime Village. The Scholastic Book Fair this week at the K-8 school will honor $10 vouchers given to students for book purchases. And that's business news this morning, courtesy of the Wichita Business Journal. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. First day of December, Ted. We're into the Christmas month. And Christmas is about, what, 3.5 weeks away?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, December 25th, every year, like clockwork, we're going to have Christmas. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. We're starting off with some very nice weather for December.
Very mild weather. Yep.
Very nice weather. And so that's making it enjoyable. I'm sure it's going to get nasty before too much longer, but let's enjoy it while we can. Folks going out to see illuminations out there every night in at Botanica, and plenty to keep busy and keep doing. Ted, we've got basketball tonight. The Shockers are playing at Oklahoma State.
Yeah, going men's down basketball. Stillwater tonight. Shocker hoops.
Of course, we'll have Mike Kennedy doing the play-by-play.
Mike Kennedy on the play-by-play. Tip-off at 7 o'clock tonight over on KUIN.
All right. So they're in the Shockers have let me get this right. Oklahoma State, the Shockers have the last couple of times have won down there.
Yeah, our last two trips down to Stillwater, the Shocks have won.
And the last two trips up here, they've won.
Yeah.
Huh.
And there's some sort of stat. There's only two teams ever in non-conference have won three in a row in Stillwater.
Ever?
Yeah, ever. It's like one of them's DePaul way back in the 60s and 70s and somebody else, maybe St. Louis.
Other places.
But yeah, this is not a place where non-conference teams come in and ever win three in a row. Rarely happens.
Is the arena kind of a pit? Have they ever renovated it or anything?
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of a tough place to play.
But it's very steep and it's packed into a small space and you got people on top of you everywhere.
Good luck to the Shocks.
Yeah. Yep.
Coming up on the Glenn Beck program this morning, Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves talking about that Supreme Court considering the Mississippi abortion law. That's coming up at Glenn Beck this morning. 9 o'clock this morning on our news, top of the hour, three dead after a shooting at a Michigan high school. That story and more on the way. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Lash Show, and news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Today's high, 69 degrees.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.